Declining oil prices have left the state with a big budget deficit and what Christ Tompkins calls the equivalent of a financial apocalypse.
Things look bleak fiscally, and I think that's pretty much a universally known fact. And as far as legislation, probably the only legislation that's going to move these next 2 years are bills that either don't cost money or save the state money. So it's a completely... The last 2 years we've been in a deficit situation, but this is a completely different situation to the pre-2012 golden years of big surpluses. It's the polar opposite.
Christ Tompkins expects spending cuts in the operating budget for state agencies and very few capital budget grants to local projects. The governor's preliminary capital budget released in December had no funding for projects for any of the 24 communities in House District 35 and only had projects listed around the region and the state that could count on federal funding.
That is about as extreme as you can get as far as taking a conservative approach to the capital budget. And while ultimately I imagine some things, some very small things will be added to the capital budget, that... as best I can tell, is what the new reality in Alaska is going to be for the budget process.
Christ Tompkins has signed on as a co-sponsor of a couple bills already pre-filed before the session. One seeks to remove language in the state's constitution limiting marriage to between one man and one woman. Another would prohibit discrimination because of sexual orientation or gender identity. Christ Tompkins says he's thinking about introducing other legislation as well.
We're looking at a bill that's going to create low-interest financing for public entities for energy efficiency improvements. That's one thing in the hopper. We're having a lot of conversations about improving access for Alaskans and Alaska communities to fishing permits and creating an easier path into permit ownership and accessing commercial fisheries.
Another top priority for the Sitka Democrat is to address community concerns over the state's plans to spray herbicides for weed control along state roadways in Southeast. There's been opposition to those plans from Petersburg, Northern Prince of Wales Island communities, and Skagway.
And we have a bill being drafted right now that addresses what I see as this problem that DOT is proposing to spray pesticides along public rights of way where people pick berries and catch fish and practice subsistence. And that's simply an unacceptable proposal to my mind. So we're working with Representative Ortiz out of Ketchikan, the new representative from there, for legislation that will create public protections and create public process associated with this proposed spraying of pesticides, neither of which unfortunately exists right now.
The state removed a permitting requirement in 2013, eliminating a public comment period for agencies seeking to spray chemicals on state land. Christ Tompkins is also hoping the new Walker administration and new leadership in the Department of Transportation will reverse course and not pursue spraying for weed control. Christ Tompkins says another big issue this session could be the latest attempt to move the legislative session out of the state capitol. And he expects lawmakers to spend some time on the expansion of Medicaid. That was a campaign pledge for the Walker administration and could extend health care coverage to 40,000 low-income Alaska residents.
That's going to be an issue that's going to be pushed ahead. And I imagine there'll be some tension, at least with part of the legislature and the governor on that. I mean, I think it's hugely important. It's especially important for rural hospitals. So that they can reduce the charity care, which amounts to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, that effectively gets subsidized by people who pay their bills. And being able to insure the uninsured is a big step towards creating a more sustainable healthcare system.
Christ Tompkins will be caucusing with the House minority and will serve on Education Committee, along with committees for fisheries, rules, and state affairs. The first session of the 29th Alaska Legislature starts up January 20th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.